then I see after all the Gedolim, the Yeshivas of the four Gedolim were in question. Who are the four Gedolim? $1 and regular is worth $4.
pay for.
Because the shot is not that somebody else did it.
didn't happen at all.
What does that mean by the Rahman? what the word means. The Bahaki here Rahmana. All the revealer do not Zuhula, etc. So everyone assumes, maybe Shivega assumes, it's all my house, that the Pshad and Tulsa Yachayat not, which moment Yachayat not? The moment of the Barbie. It's all my house and the Shivega. I have the moment of the Barbie, and I stood ready for Bula from before, all pilful. Who says it don't mean that? What if the Shivega told assumption is wrong? That's all it's good. At the moment of Marbia exclusion. Maybe Tosis meant as well to be Chayat Tash, he's both. The Haro and the Marbia, 2 days in Tosis. Caught the 1 day in Tosis, Chayat Tash, the Haro alone. Caught the 2nd day, the Chayat and the Marbia. You know the Marbia. The Chayat on the Haro and the Marbia. You require both. Why it goes?
And there's a question of the day.
That's their answer. That's their answer. The mail of them. I'm calling them to do Abami there. Right? We don't say how raw the Tanakh. But the Kiveg, we're not going to question the last one, but we're going to question all the stuff from the beginning. The Kiveg is how raw the Tanakh. Right? The first big question is the assumption of Nisha Tanakh. That's over here. It's a mice. Right? Then the question was, well, the bit, look at that, amazing, something wrong. Well, the bit less is a Tanakh. Maybe a bit, let's say, what is a mice? Okay. Right. Now, finally, finally, we're the question of the third assumption. Is Harah not? Who says? Maybe Harah is what? Maiseh. What's the Maiseh of Machayev? Harah, what do you have in that for? Ukmarbiya, the whole thing. Together is Machayev. Not. They're both one big Maiseh. They're going to be Kivay's whole discussion rule. What's the bit of a kibbutz in it? Oh, the nail of it is sin. Hara is a what? It's part of the mitzvah. So if it's going to be kibbutz, then there's no question. It's still going to be kibbutz. That's what Agamara says. Hey, Loka Mishalim. I a pilful. Let's say the beginning is what? Come on. The beginning is what? Come on. Malchus at the beginning and Chayav Tanakh at the end? Not true. Because the Chiyav Tanakh is also to be required at the beginning too. I did a Mara to Ezra. What did Mara to Ezra say? I want to say, what did Mara to Ezra say? No, come on. Now what? That you're Chayav. Ishkema Mishak. What's the beer? You see what? Even if they kill the Rabbinay for the beginning, you with me? Still even the Kayak Nas for the end. Right? This is a special case. We look at the Gemara from Edwin again. I'll end in 1 minute. If I don't finish, we'll just go into that. 1 minute. Yep. We're in the middle. Ela Narashesh and Tanakh, Beth Gemara, the Shat I wrote the Pogma, he's the Limit Solo, the Mola, the Talas, Marbia, the Mugget. Pony is Lamanda, the Haroz, and the Shika. We have this discussion before you understand what it is. Mahol is physically, what's Haroz, Marbia? Pony is Lamanda, the Haroz, and the Shika. Ela Lamanda, the Haroz, the Mugget,
Marita Lameila. What does that mean? Well, that's the kasha, and the Gemara says like this. If Yod Hara is the speaker, it's good. Why is it good? Why is it good? But then he's saying, he's Kutuma, but the Kutulam are dying Kayamim, right? So we're knocked out yet. Then the sky of what? The sky of not on the Zoom, on the remainder. On the remainder. Correct? That was like this. Point it out there. Careful. I pointed out there that Harah is not involved with the Ketulim at all. So then we can say that the Gemara Bia is the exclusive Mechari. And Harah would in fact only be a Tanai. As there would be Kivega or two. But according to what we popped in, that Harah, that must be a Torah, then we can say that the entire action from beginning to end is part of the Maaseh. Right now for a second on the board, but you want to know. I wrote one Maaseh. This is what the Mandi Omar, and what is our wrong? It is talking about the Torah. And the, one second. And the Gemara Sanhedrin, that was the whole animal was being riot from. I am him on the day. How do we watch? Then it's only what a Abi Rashina. That's what the Pasuk says. I didn't give it full explanation, but just so that I think tomorrow we'll go through the beginning, we'll go over it, and then we'll go through the other. We'll leave that as well. I saw over here, I made this mention yesterday, I want to get involved with Lula, but since you bring it up, yeah, you're getting complicated here, it's not my fault. Somebody here says, quote by Lula, that the Chaim of Brucha says that the minig by lulav is, they hold the lulav, they don't pick it up. Kabbalah. It's a riot to the sheet of the, whatever it was yesterday. How, who was it? Sheet of Yishan, I think it was somebody was, who said you make your phone about ball without lifting it. Since your hands are up, we talk above the ground. They wore the lulav, as a matter of fact, I did it.
Yeah,
as we least start of the conveyance. Oh, I guess it depends. You can't get close the hand on it, but you can put it
on it.
Higher up, I have another buckler.
Then you put it the long way.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. All this is obviously not close. This is Reb Chaim Yisov. This is Reb Chaim Yisov. That's what he says, yeah. Yeah. Even if you'll say that the Shikha works with Kela Shalom, which is presumably what's assumed, that's the one from the Bas Tevav, right, but that's only if you cone the entire kiss as well. You're mostly the Mashiach on the kiss too. You do a bite the Mashiach on the kiss. Okay? Whereas, that's a kind of assumption. The point that here in the tradition of Rama, not everyone agrees that around Banab and Ravasra, Tevav, Krizin are a kind of all assumption. But this is one interesting approach. Again, there's often a Gemara against the Ramba. They answer, you're right. Again, often the Gemara gets up, you're right. It's not arguing. But the Gemara goes upon the day which holds what? Because Rabbi Hashid gives you the Matan Megillah. Whereas the Rambam holds that you call it a Mashiach. He didn't mention the Matan Megillah. What's the difference? Who cares? There is a difference. If it's Mashiach, then you have to be Moshiach to the entire kid. He says, nah, then it's born ki echo. Stop giving any funny answers about openings and about strings and about bars. Forget the whole story. You're not going to anything until the whole shit comes out of the Meshus, and then you're really having Shabbos too. If you're all Meshus. The Gemara is cautious only because the Gemara is working with one assumption, Rabbi Ophrah. See if you're to Lamata what? Lamata me Gimel. And if Chaim is not Kinyan Yad, then it wouldn't be Nashka, would be corner part of it. It's rather Kinyan Hagbo. Kinyan Yad have to pick up the entire island. If you didn't pick up the entire Nashka, so then you're not calling it yet. That's the most parrot. If the Nashka, then it's born to you. The bee just claimed the coin, pick up that coin, so then you would already be calling. So it would be born to you. The Rambam omitted the Kim to the Gemara, because the Kim to go down the Quran to Rav Ashi, and I'm past like the first lesson in the Gemara. Get Rav Ashi. Oh, Gavaldik. Oh, Gavaldik. Gavaldik Akasha. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rambam left out Steers to the Rabbin. A plea in his Gova. I was waiting for that question. Thank you very much, Olivia. The Rambam left out today with just the Rabbin. Isn't that a plea? And what did he pass in the Hilchos Kinyan? No. So, based on that, in the paper, Divrei Yecheskel, out of my desk yesterday, Simon Chafei, at the beginning of Simon Chafei, he's like this. The Gemara in Shabbat is going according to the day in the Gemara, and you have to take it to the spirit which is surrounded. That's a reminder of the other. He is Rabosa. The Gemara in Shabbat work with the assumption that it's called Meshicha, not like a fact. It's not going on another Mashiach. To where? The Tidei Rishur Sarab. And Tidei Rishur Sarab, how you cone it? The Torah's Kinyan. Right? The same way you need Tidei Sarab for Kinyan, Gomer Mashiach. You want to be called not a guy, you're not a thief. You're an honest purchaser. You're only called a Mashiach as a Tidei Rishur Sarab here too. The Torah's Kinyan. Ravina says, however, Yokona, even if it's a Rav Krav. I, when it comes to Kinyan, we don't hold that way. We saw the Tosis. Who remembers the Tosis? Machlokes Rei and the Mitzvah. We spoke about it on Sunday. What's the Machlokes Rei and the Mitzvah? Huh? Omer Rei, I and Abai Rav say, we're both said, next to the last Tosis. Abai Rav say, Shtarab Minat Kone. Omer Rei, the low point, believe the Ravina. The Hachem. So the Kamar, the Kone Hanalinian, the cry of Beyonsin. I will ain't a Kone Shir Shalom the Gamma. That's the Tosin set. That's the famous Reed. That's the ritual. It's always about the Reed on Sunday. Listen very carefully, I will. According to the Reed, a Gada does not have to do a Maisa Kinyan for St. Shah. He has to do what we call a Maisa Hotso Mereshus Bailey. Not a Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa is just taking it into Richard Sarabin. It's not a mice opinion. It's a whole soul. Okay? It's a whole soul. He took it out of Rishon's Bible. That's enough. He made it like this. That's the case. What's the kasha? Kodim Yisig Neil is the Shabbos. Not true. Why? So the Yechesh spell like this. Since you didn't take the entire kiss out, you don't become a god of the kiss. So the kiss is the Rishus HaBailin. You can't say it's Hotso Rishus HaBailin. There are two ways to explain our whole sugya over here. It is B'Torah's Kinyin or B'Torah's Hotso Rishus HaBailin. So the Gemara in Shabbat Tadi Aleph is working B'Torah's Kinyin. And B'Torah's Kinyin, if you're going to be technical, have a problem that the Kinyin of Geneva comes before the what? So, the Shusar, Rabin, and the Kibim Shabbat. The
the Rambam doesn't paskin that the chiyuv is the Torah's kinyan and chiyuv, which is the Rambam. It's Pasuk Avinu. It's the Rambam Mamash. I, Avinu, it's the Rambam Mamash. We don't paskin the way Gabbai, Rambam, Babasa. No. Your name is different. It's told the reasons in Tosfos. The new halacha. It's not a halacha of kinyan. It's a halacha of what? Hotzah Merishus. Hotzah Merishus requires that the kiss be removed free and clear. A kinyan you don't have. Because the Merishus are Rabbim. It's not a kinyan. It's a new halacha. What's the new halacha called? What? Hotzah Merishus Abaylim. Hotzah, this new halacha of Hotzah Merishus Abaylim has to be absolute. Totally free and clear. The man, there's no kasha. The Gemara in Shabbat Sadiyah worked with the other day, which maintains it's going to the city which is a rabbin that explains why it's tilting so much. This precise moment in the Kinyan of Geneva that comes before the Chiyuv Shabbat, there's a whole discussion with which way it opens and what's left and the strings and then doors, coins, all kinds of nice. But we don't pass them, we pass them to Shimon Hotzah. Shimon Hotzah. And not only that, remember I met you, Rashi, this was Yehuda. He said, a gaval, the gaval. You didn't appreciate what he said. He said, a godless the gaval. Machamad and Dibri Yechad. I read Rashi. I said, there are two sheetahs in the gaval. Remember? What did you say? You got it right. I said, there are two sheetahs in the gaval. What did you answer me? You interjected, there are three sheetahs in the gaval. So isn't that a clear? Rashi mentioned only two. Rashi says, Tarayisa Shabbos, the Ksuvah's Torah, he dat, Lishas Aram, Issa Gneva, Lekha, Lishas Aram, Lav, Bokam Kaniri, Umukila, Bitsire, Lishas Aram, Inami, Shitsiref, Yodol, Lamatu, Megillo, the Kibla. Baal! It's the third Shita. What's the third Shita? You can be called a even where? Lishas Aram, how come Rashi mentions two and a minute the third? Kulei Ployev! It's Rashi who only mentions one of the sheikahs. Rashi is giving a simple shot. But Rashi mentions two and that's the third. Hello, Dabaru. Because Divya Chesbos is Baldic. There's a corner of the third sheikah which holds what? Let me give me Kona where? Rishisarabim Mamish. So then the Gemara's Kasha and Shabbos is going to be no Kasha. Ravina sheikah. Well, the Ravina Gemara's kasha is no kasha at all. Why not? But new halacha, not kinyan. It's Hotzah Merishuso. And Hotzah Merishus Ban requires to be free and clear. What is it free and clear? At the exact same moment as the Chayav Mishum Shabbos. The two are exactly simultaneous. And the Rambam passes that way. You could ever mention, if you ask, everyone's part of the Shia. Yo, is a chelik, and Rudolf, everyone is a chelik, and Torah, I hope. Everyone, you want to see what's going on? Everyone's saying something important? Even that. And now the person who admits that he asked something good before. Okay. You also have a chel. So, you ask me kasha, how can I not mention that Sidi Mishus Arabim? He passed the answer, he passed like Ravina, and according to the Reed. And Rashi didn't mention it, because according to that day, the whole Shemon Shabbat Tzadi Al-Shabbat would not apply. Because not in a Kenyan. In a Maestro El Shomer Shuso. The Maestro El Shomer Shuso is, Would require an absolute Hotzah, which is exactly the same moment as Tzul Shabbos. Yeah.
Listen.
This is only a part of what he said. He goes to more complicated, but I'm trying to be a little bit simple. We'll leave it at that. But you see an interesting thing. What is interesting? That Reb Chaim and the Divrei Yecheskel have the two different ways to explain why the Gemara was and the Rambam was almost opposite from each other. There are three opinions in the Gemara. It's not quite exactly the opposite, but close to it. I don't know who's right here. Other people would say, Shemech has a Tzeret, and then Shara Melech has a Tzeret. Just give you a short sampling of what people are trying to do to end all this drama left at the whole city. And it's very good because you see the Talmidim are already figuring out points along the way. Yes. Yeah.
Rabbi. The Gemara in Shabbat is working with the levels of Kinyanim. The levels of Kinyanim, technically speaking, there could be a Kinyan on coins or other things which precede the Easter Old Sob or Shusur Shus. Right? That's the most casually. The Kinyan Geneva comes before the Heel of Shabbat. The Gemara to give all kinds of difficult things. Right? Because the bar, this, that. But the Rambam is going on a different sheet than the Gemara. Rambam holds, as you said correctly, he left out Tiref Yodah, he also left out Tzidr Shisarabim. He must pass Nakum, like Ravina, according to the reader, Ravina Tehilchum, against the Ritzvah. So, the read, against the Ritzvah. So once that's true, he says in one delegate is told. But according to Ravina, the Pshat is not a Maisa Kinyan, it's a Maisa Otsov Rishuso, and Otsov Rishuso has to be totally free and clear. And that moment of Otsoa Bishud is exactly the same moment as the Chil Shabbat. There's no kashin. Kodin Issa Geneva, the Issa Shabbos. Issa Geneva is when you take a little bit out, Issa Shabbos, I take the whole thing out. Eged Lishmei Eged. But now we're saying it's not an Issa, it's not an opinion. The name of Otsoa Mershuso. All you need, wait a minute. All you need implies it's easier. It's easier, but it's also harder. It's easier that it can be achieved even in which it's a rabbit. But it's harder, it has to be free and clear. That's the totally out. Otherwise, it's not considered a third issue. Now, both said that they're interesting parents. Both do it to interesting. Yes.
Right. It's tough, but I'm mostly coming to, I have to also come in about another point.
No.
So I'm only coming to Yeshiva after the point where I'm at Har Shabbos. If I'm not coming to Yeshiva in Yeshiva, then how am I going to come in?
Same, exactly the same point. As soon as I schlep it across the border, technically goes across the border, I'm calling it, I'm having
a Yeshiva.
The last piece across the border, I'm trying to Shabbos, I'm trying to call it to
the
Yeshiva.
The whole object,
the last second when the pen goes over the border. I'm Kona, I'm Chayav al Kana, and I'm Chayav al Shabbat.
I'm Shlepping.
Then the last piece goes off. That's what I'm calling it. And that's the whole. Right? Okay, on both sides. We're ready to start the new speech. Yeah. So presumably the svara of not a dollar is mishus, so it has to be total. But the whole thing is a chiddush. The reason denies it. You need Rishon Mishinta, you need Kiddush Rabbah. The Kiddush of the Reem Rambam subscribes to. But there's a new alap when it comes to Ghana. New alap will also have Mishusa, which wasn't even Rishon Rabbah. Okay? I guess that's a Shabbat in the country. It turns out it doesn't go against on the country. In effect, the same thing. The same for the Hotsah, there's this new concept of Hotsah, Mirshuso, which is just by Ganav, is akin to the concept of Hotsah, Mirshuso, which is just by Shabbos. And in both cases, it's all or nothing. In effect, I can flee. Similar idea, but not exactly the same application. Similar. Rabbo said, we're going to start the new Gemara. Let's give first a general introduction to what's happening so we'll get an appreciation of the next sugya.
I want to repeat again, this kasha will not be resolved for four blocks. I mean, not be, the sugya is don't panic though. I made a Bulinetta resolution to not to go in Bulinetta, I'm not going to have to answer Bulinetta, not to blow anybody away over here. We'll try to just go over the most important insight over here. Let me tell you what the problem is. It's very straightforward. Rabosai, we were learning Kim the Brother Nei Barichim. That's a question of a person who's not going to meet some moment at the same time. But there's another halach, which we already spoke about briefly. You don't get malchus and mammon at the same time either. It's a major question. And that is, when it comes to mis and mammon, everyone agrees you get mis and not mammon. Right? It's a puzzle. Right? What's the puzzle say? Below you, you can open some more windows, I don't mind. Below you, asam. Onesh, yonesh. But if it's only asam, he's not going to be nanesh for the mammon. That's the mishnah mammon vote. What happens though, when you have malchus and mammon? Who wins? When you have malchus and mammon, who wins? Does malchus win or does mammon win? King of both in the local mishnah, who wins? That's a major question. It's a kind of a kimle. We didn't spoke about maybe a somewhat different din, but it's related to kimle. It's today mishnah, derived from a different puzzle. But it relates. Mammon is three, I think, on that blam zayin of it all. We went to discuss this a little bit before yontif. Here's the kasha. Habor ha-chosov ha-chosov of there is why? There is knas, correct the Gemara, Urim Minu, Elen Alok, and the Mishnah Makas. Who learned Makas? I like if you learn Makas. Makas are famous for seven. Habor ha-chosov ha-chosov of ha-chosino of ha-chosishto of ha-chosishto of ha-chosishto of ha-chosishto of end quote. Correct the Gemara, Kayim learned Elen Alok, and Mishalem. How do you know Kadei Rishaso, not Shtei Rishio? So why do you get Chiyuv Knas and our sugya with Baal HaKosa, but you get Malchus? If you get Malchus, there shouldn't be any what? Mammon. You can't have both. That's the kash. You hear it? It's a question. I hope this question is clear. But if it's not clear now, it's going to be a long time. So I think it'll be clear. One more time, the kash. We have a rule. Ein Elokim Mishalem. If therefore two Mishnahs contradictory, Mishnah Makas says you get Malchus of Baal HaKosa, Mishnah Subah says you get Knas of Baal HaKosa. The country can't have both. So the Ula gives the most obvious answer of all. Oma Ula, Lo Kasha. Kan Bachoso Nara, Kan Bachoso Begaris. That's all. What kind of crazy question is this? How much do you get Knas? Says Ula, and how much you get Knas, you wouldn't get Malchus. So it's going on a Nara. The Mishnah Makas in front of Bulgaria says no Knas at all, so you get Malchus. So the question is, why do you pay in our Mishnah? Shouldn't you be getting Malchus? Right? With the Mishnah Makas. Ula gives what we call the Kinta Terrace. Simplest Terrace of all. Suba is referring to a Psula, a Nara, and the Mishnah Makas is referring to a Bulgaris. Great, finish, solve the whole problem. Solve the problem. Why is there Ba'ula in Echanan? All Ba'ula should be the same thing. Why Dafka? Correct the Gemara, hold on a second. Correct the Gemara. In Echanan, Ba'ula is B'chla Bulgaris. You know who says so? Among other things. Stifler. Instead of the whole arichas, maybe we'll discuss maybe tomorrow. I want to just cover some ground today. So there he mentions that fact that Ula will also be Bulgaris. Same thing. Hey! Not for that reason. Just when we say over here Bulgaris, we mean a woman is not, there's no chiyuv knas. Could be a bula also. Correct the Gemara. Tvalt. Bulgaris nami oika boshes of gam. We all know that. What's boshes? Boshes means boshes is what? What's boshes? Embarrassment. What's begam? Loss of value. So even what a bulgaris also has boshes of gam. Answer with bishop. Clouds as a stipulous thing. Fine. Voika Sarah. still paying, even a shoulder to experience the pain. She's not, there's no embarrassment, and she's not, has no market value, but she still feels physical pain. Yeah. Right. Good test. Martha, the shelter before, that was not shelter, regular. Good stuff. Martha the shelter before, now it wasn't not shelter, regular, not a shelter, not a shelter. So usually it's not a shelter, then the Mechila won't help her because it belongs to the father. Ah, but if you stole her, she is a violent to be local. Yes?
Christopher,
when he was in
Tulsa, he said there's no magic here.
Magic
where? Magia, by the Nara.
That's in a case where she's the boss, right?
That's if she's
the Yitzhoma, but Martin knows she's the Yitzhoma towards the end, right? I don't understand you. If a woman who has a father and she's 12 years old and she's miracle, doesn't help. The father takes the money anyway.
Right, and if she's
a Yisoma, so it's
probably Shusi.
Yisoma, okay.
But those
are
not even
probably Shusi. Good. So you're right.
Well, why isn't it at least probably
What's your question? It's because she's not Yisoma. The father's losing. She's not about to be mokal on it. She's not about to blah 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 about it. Whatever lesson you want to use. The fact of the matter is that there is a din. Both to become when it comes to a woman who's not a Yisoma, who's a father entitled. Okay, Rabosa. Yeah. The original question? Ula Teretz, well, we'll call it one Teretz, which has many different branches. What's Ula's basic point? Rabosa, what's Ula's basic point? What's the basic point of Ula? The basic point of Ula is like this. You have a steer to Mishnayis, whether you get Misa, excuse me, whether you get Malchus or whether you get Mammon. What's the answer? Whenever it is Mammon, what do you get? Whenever there's a possibility of getting Mammon, what is he punished with what? Mammon. When there's no Mammon, why is there no Mammon? Well, either Bulgaris, who is a Shota, like Mephuta, or she's a Nari, a Solom of food, and that's kind of kimsis. In these cases, with no mammon, then you get Malchus. Rabosa, according to Ula, who wins? Whenever you have a fight between Malchus and mammon, and they're each vying for the right to be the appropriate punishment for this person, what wins, mammon or Malchus, according to Ula? Mammon. And the only time you get Malchus is when, Rabosa? When there is no mammon, Ad Kashi Tas Ula. Any questions? Right? Poshut, everyone says it straight. It's Ula Sheik. Says the Gemara. What is it? Alma Kasava Ula. Kolhei Tadika Mamanu Malkas Mamona Mishalem Nukal Olaki. Frankly, Maminol Eli Ula. How do you know what it's in? That Maman wins. At the Gemara. Goma Mitkova Bachavera. Ma kavu b'chaveiro d'ikam mamanu malchus mamanu mishalim nukal olaki. Av kol heichad d'ikam mamanu malchus mamanu mishalim nukal olaki. Gevaldik. The kusim kol. What's kol will mean? Kol vel that could be, we know, a possibility of malchus. And it says in Torah, lo yosef pen yosef. I told you this before. What? We learned there before yosef. And the din is in fact to get mamanu. How do we know? How do you know? Nu. What kind of mama? What do you get? Right? Ayin takas ayin, right? All that stuff is mama. You know that you pay money if you hurt somebody. So you see what? It's perish. That money beats out Malka. Of course, you may ask the question, how do you know that? Who said? How do you know that mama beats out Malka? Maybe mama's the first to okay, so there's no Malka for whatever reason. Sorry? The puzzle is you pay money. Another puzzle is you get Malka. The two are not referring to the same case. How do you know what would win if there would be a conflict. So the idea, that was the answer. You don't know it yet. Rashi tells it it's going to be coming out on the base. Turn the page to find the answer. Yes, no. Not just the passion is the punishment. We already discussed before that when we say the word kapara, we mean primarily kapara. Mata certainly achieves kapara, right? The nikla achicha le'necha, mishan nikla is kapala achicha. Atal pike, we don't consider mata to be the category of kapara with respect to what kind of it is. That a famous host on the Islam and Suva, which is what? A kapara, we don't say what principle? Kim lay? Ramene, but why by mata we do say it? So the Kapara is a kasha. You recall from the Poyantik, Rabbi Chanan answers, the only time we say Kapara is in it is primarily Kapara. Malchus is a Kapara, but it has primary functions. Primarily it's an onesh. Because it's a punishment. Understood? Right, exactly. That's what I'm answering you. Rabbi Chanan answered Kasha already. He gave that there. Very good. Yeah. We haven't gotten to answer my question yet. I asked the question, how do you know, in fact, that when you have moment against Malchus and it comes to Polo of Akavera, that you get moment? How do you know so? You have to wait till the day. Rashi tells you, wait till the day. So Rashi has to wait, I'll also wait. We'll turn the page soon. Right there. That's the Gemara. No. You cannot derive a general principle that Mammon beats out Malchus from Chovah v'Chaver. Here's another very important rule in this whole sugya. When you want to derive general principles from a particular, you have to be careful. In what way is it
different?
What do you mean, Mammon? The Kuli of Chaz like this.
They would never pay for it. The only thing you normally pay for is the ground. Never.
Not.
When I break your window, I don't pay.
Not.
But
not.
But
they don't apply. They apply to it.
Yeah. No, but it's not just part of
the
mobile.
No, it's different. So if I pay for every single aspect of it, that might be different.
You get the impression in the Gemara that the fact that you pay Hamisha's Barb indicates conceptually the fundamental difference in Kovel on one hand and other Chiyum on the other hand. I think you're right. We should discuss it. What is the nature of the Chiyum of Kovel that's different in any way from the Chiyum? Right on your question, Kovel seems to be more in a different league. It's not American national, it's a league in a different form.
You don't know what I mean differently. What differently? What leads?
Because we could say that in a moment of time, you could also have, let's say, voices to the person. You broke his window, so it was an embarrassing thing. But you don't pay for that. You pay voices only in particular circumstances, as a service of a formal way.
True.
So that is why it's like the
top. Okay. The question is also who part of the let's put it on hold for the moment, but I think you are right. That's how they call it something that's different fundamentally. We'll come to later. I mean, the kitzanim is we have to discuss what the nature of the chiyu of chavol. Is chavola a chiyu? Chavola a chiyu? Right. That's how rich you are. What is the rest of the pain? If a guy who has no money and he's starker, you gotta get some outfit. The guy who's wealthy and he's insensitive, he'd much rather be paying money. Is he paying for the poor Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was walking in the bush and visited his daughter and came out scarred. Yes, he's great. What is it all for? Very simple. It's my garbage for which I can't replace. Never before. But to get rich, we'll be able to heal. Living in America, it is much to me. Well, the salary is that point. It's independent of where you live, and what your economic situation, what your rental pay. That may be true, but we can't go with that now. We have to take a stand and say, I'll keep din. You know, Kugma and Kula is usually established on Pidin, for example. It comes to Misa itself. You know within Misa, you know the studio? Right, the most we will discuss later. The different categories of Misa. Gila, Rafa, Herod, Kennedy, instead of just Kippen, huh? Just saying it. Gila, Tim, Herod, Kennedy. There were two groups. Kabu was the title. Two was two. And within each one, if one more bomb by one more car, we passed it, that's not a thing to do with it. I mean, I shouldn't argue that there is more bomber than there is, that there is more bomber, but the hierarchy. And as far as also a bird, I'll keep in. You don't take a pole, you want a clip, a bush, a girl, you can grow. Be that fast, and you'll take from the nobody. Because, Gila is getting married, Kenneth. This is the fourth candidate. So the part over there is Alpi Alacha. I just mentioned on a pain quotient. But they took a poll of those who died and said, well, the daughters died. What would you prefer? Alpi Alacha, no? Think so. So the here too. We call there the mouth of the father or woman, not the other love. It's like you're rich or poor or sensitive or sickening, that doesn't occur, it doesn't make a difference. It's possible. It's a puzzle. The Rashi said it's a puzzle. The Rashi said it's a puzzle. He's turning the page. That's the page. Everyone's waiting, bated breath. You know, the air, what the storm's going to be. So you have to just wait at one place. Yeah, but it's one of the ones that you feel something pain, possibly true. True,
very good. One of the novel things about our pain is a halakhic ramification as well. So the eighth is one, that's right. Very good. Okay, what's an
hour? Some of the over and lab change from Malthus is possibly eighth.
No, actually, it's from Malthus that is not even getting
Malthus. Oh, that's another question. Would you be possibly able to just hit somebody because you ended up not getting mouth in those cases? Huh? Well, that's a question for you. Maybe it's possible even after. That's a question. It's a complicated question. Yeah, but the question is, well, why does that apply? Because it doesn't apply to the labor. That's the question. They discuss it. Russia. The owner of the Russian on the Sakariyafa, part of this context. Yes? Right. What do you think? Malchus, the guy who's praying, the guy about. Mummies. The cost of measure. You know, our gut reaction would be that Malchus is more comfortable. Just, if you go with it, just a gut. Money's money. Money's only money. But Malchus, that's onus begulf, on a key of begulf, and you know, my draper things in the room. That's our political. I'm not saying it's wrong. Somebody's going to react a little bit slower. But that, of course, if that's wrong, if we're right, we have to understand Ula. Did Ula know this? We haven't seen us. We're all still on hold. Fine. So Gemara, back to where we left off. The Gemara tried to derive from Chol B'Chavero. But the problem is Chol B'Chavero is not a typical Chiyah Mamed. Why is it not typical? Because what? No. Because what? Because it's Chayav HaKamisha Dvarim. Okay? So therefore, since what? It's so Chayav, that's why it beats out Malchus. But any other case would not beat out Malchus. That's the Gemara starts with that. Now, the Gemara has a very critical line coming, which is relates directly to your question. Again, first the Rashi in the first week. Malachov bechavero. Where are we left off in the Rashi? The Rashi tells you Amud Beis, right after the Ayin Beis there on the side. Malachov bechavero. Didu ladam b'mamon shu kam b'mimal. Why? Shekein eshvok kol mer acher. Shech kaya b'chamish v'vav b'ezer k'ari b'shavas v'moshe. So therefore, it's more common than Malachov. That's point to one side. Now I'm always suggesting the other possibility. V'yim amonu l'kulo. What does that mean? Rashi. V'yim amonu l'kulo. V'yim tom amon kal min amalkut. V'yim zu tshuva sheshavnu. The kosh can be alma. Mazeh chomer. Shechomer sheliskaya b'chamish dvorim. Nidon v'kala shebishnei chiyuvin shebahen. See, Ula is not tied down. The Gemara says Ula is tenable, even if you hold that moment is kal shebahen. Kal v'chomer, lishar chayove mamon hakalin, seidonu b'mamon hakal. In other words, for some reason, you give the guy a less strict punishment. Hard lines to understand exactly. Why you give a guy less strict, and why the group, the, how should I say it, the more lenient it is, right, the lower on the strictest quotient that it is, that indicates even more as you get moment and not mouth. The Gemara is assuming for the moment. Well, it's still a kasha. Because the Mifra, most of you can ask a kasha like this. Shekein hutta b'chlola b'bezin Rashi. Last narrow line. Malachol b'chaver shekein hutta b'chlola b'bezin beneath in rishus b'bezin the halkoso. What happened? Beneath in rishus b'bezin the halkoso. Bezin can give malchus. Tom b'shachav imamin tigon knas the onus umfate shelo hutru b'chlola b'bezin. What did he say? What happened over here? The first, before we got to this story of Mamona Lakula, we thought we had everything locked up, right? You give a guy the most serious punishment, of course, and the fact that you give, as Ula says, you give a guy Mamon indicates that he holds that Mamon is more Chomer than what? Than Mamon. So it went against our general intuition, but all right, we were wrong before. So you give the guy Mamon, not Mamon. And the source is called them. Frankly, my Gavaldi Kakashi. Maybe only the moment of Chovah is more common than. I'll draw you on the board. Why is it more? What's the reason for why? That's the most cash. That's the easy part of the solution, sir. The fact that against my visa drug indicates a much more serious type of monetary obligation. As opposed to what? Imagine, I'll break your window. Very important concept. Who's on the flow? Who's on the flow? Who's on the flow? To find the case where you can, you're allowed to do it. Each race is never allowed. The post can, by the way, ask a cash over here. What do you mean? What is the cook next? Every mountain is in the flow. The cook next. The man spoke about that cash, but that's not for now either. That will go back to the not for now category. But the alright? Let's read the rest, let's read the Gemara Rashi again. Vimamana Lakulu. The Mas Kasha, the Hutum Bakova Bez Rashi. Vimamana Lakulu, in Tolamana of Kalman, our Malkus Vain, the Shuvas, his Shadow of the Kolskin, the Alma. Mazesha from the sky of the Kamisha Dvorm. Nidon bekala shebesnei chiyuvin shebehen kavu komer v'sar chayve mamon akalim shiyadunu b'mamon hakal. What does that mean? So what? If mamon is a kula, the idea of chamisha dvarim is not going to help.
Why? Because mamon is a komer.
Right? One second. I'm not sure if I drew it right. Let's see the right. Let's finish the Rashi. He could have
been there for
window. A window can never encourage sound.
No, but a person
you never can encourage sound.
And if the person shows them, the person
you ask a question, a good question, we have to talk about it. A good question. You get the impression of the Gemara. And the fact that you pay Hamisha's verb indicates conceptually a fundamental difference in Kovel on one hand and other Chiyum on the other hand. I think you're right. We should discuss it. What is the nature of the Chiyum of Kovel that's different in any way from the Chiyum? Right, though, in your question, Kovel seems to be more in a different league from the book. It's not American national, it's a league in a different form. You don't know what I mean differently, what differently? What league?
Because
we could
say that in the moment of time, you could also have, let's say, voices to the person. You broke his window, so it was an embarrassing thing, but you don't pay for that. You pay voices only in particular circumstances, as the Kovel.
That is why it's like
okay.
Why do you do that? Why? Is my talk correct? Because the Malchus is it's Huta Mechlolo. Right? Because Malchus of Kovel is sometimes permissible, it's not just serious Malchus. But if his mouth is associated, it's the kind of lohud and mechol rabezin, and therefore the moment cannot beat it out. I'm not sure if Charles right. I think it's right. Let's go by this. Bekitza, either way, the Gemara says you cannot derive, Ula cannot possibly derive everything else from Kavod. What's a better source to teach you that Mama beats out Mama? Ellis of the Gemara, a whole new story. A whole new story, a new concept. Government, Aiden, government. Ma, Aiden, government, the Ega, Mama, the Mama, the Mama, the Mama, the Mama, the a new derivation, a Mamma Timus derivation.
Mavon Kasha Dana, Mavon Lo Dana, the Mavon Shem, how do you know? How do you know? Guess what? Rashi says, Ditto. The Kama, Uri Isgar, Kedido Bekala, the Haki Park, the Reish, the Perek, Hanis Rabin, and the Mishin is Kaya Shte Mises. Yechai, two Mises. No problem. I have Makala Shabbos, Kaya Shkila, and then he's all Erebus, and Kaya Kenek, he's the Kaya. He tells him to do straight for two. It's hard to do that straight, but he somehow found a way. So this guy will owe 4 meters. What do you get? He has the most serious one. Give the most serious. You want to give him, not the most serious. You want to give the guy Mormon when you're willing to admit that Mormon is more cow than Mormon? You're nuts. You can't do that. Against the Mepharish and Gemara and Sanhedrin. What's the answer, Elosai? Yes, Loma. The Shani Hoppa. The Chos Rachmona Amamona Shal Nefa. Very nice. If there's no other party concerned, only you and the Rebbeinu Shalom, of course you get the most strict punishment. But if by virtue of that decision, poor Chaim is going to suffer, because instead of collecting $1,000 of damage, he's going to collect nothing, but perhaps the Torah is Rachmona from the victim. And the Torah is going to forego the greater, more serious punishment of Malkus, and in order to see that the more lenient punishment be carried out, so that Chaim should get his money back. So we're asking a different question. Misa, the guy's chayav misa and chayav mama, that's because the guy be potter for misa and get mama because of chakashach mon ala mamona shala nizek kasesh.
There's no resistance all the time.
Can't be. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says, okay, I'll try. Well, tzitzit kol v'lev shoteh. Okay. A lot of pasuk. Very nice. I want to be a big tzaddik. I want to have a kapara, a little bit. Af yenem cheshbu. Know what that means? And the other guy's, he's going to lose. He won't get $1,000. I want kapara. Excuse me, Bez, don't take $1,000. Hit me. I want kapara. Now, speaking, you want kapara? I want $1,000. You broke my, you hurt me. That's the most story. Mishim al Menachi, because it's Sukkim, it's Soros, whatever it may be. But Malchus and Mammon, even though Mammon is more cow, perhaps you should still give the Mammon. Why? Because Pas Rachmana and Mammon is so Nefel. The Nefel should lose. What's wrong, Yeshua? Well, you're right. The Post interjects. The Shkup says, what do you mean, Mammon and Lakula? It's impossible. The Ula holds against the Mammon, not Malchus. I can give the most cosmic owners. Stop. We're going on the Ula. No, it doesn't mean the same. Because the Mammon so far has not rejected the Ula. Ula's right. No other competition so far. The Post says, what do you mean Mammon and the Ula? But you're giving the guy Mammon, you're giving him the owners like cow. That's crazy. What does that mean? Yes. Very good. The answer is, if you recall correctly, that was all my Nisa, that was Nisa and Mama. That was over. That was Mama and Mama. Okay, let's go. Okay, so now, what's the next?
Why is it that you
But the one that Hagen said, if there are two punishments, you go to the most serious one. No. No, Bez and Bukhir to get punishment, including Malchus. Sure. No, Bez is in violation. Bez decides amnesty, no Malchus. Bez can't do that. Bez goes out to the
If he doesn't want to get far, then
you can. You don't
want Schlegel's Epitaph story? Why you wanted to reestablish Schlegel in the 15th century? I'll tell you why. You think about it. See, like today, will knock out Dr. Shaney, will knock out, I don't know what other things I want to knock out, like women rabbis, I don't know what to do. That's not the reason that they wanted to make Shmisa. They wanted to make Shmisa Maribe Rav in the 1500s. You know why? To give Malchus a little bit. Why do they want Malchus? Those are the Maranos, that they had a never confess about a guard, that they were going to be killed otherwise. Whether they were right or whether they were wrong, not the issue right now. But they want to get Malchus to Kapora for their Abbeinu, only one problem. Malchus requires Smicha. They approach Marie Le Rav with the God of Ador, please recreate Smicha so we can get Malchus. Not a 20th century concept, I'll tell you. It's not. But that's true. Once the Rav's quoted from Moshe's Salvation, he said, and even quoted the Rambam, he said he can make what we call Kiddush HaSmicha, it still wouldn't work for Malchus. It wouldn't work anyway. That was one of his aside mouths. No later at the open of the heart. On that cross, the next right? Today we shall talk with his father. About Kerem. Yeah? So that's the source. Back to Gemara. Right? Everyone agrees to that? The Fite, Mahani, Mili, Hechad, Lo, Asrube. Aval, Hechad, Asrube, Nukalaki, Mamona, Lo, Mishale. Here we go.